Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I'm trying to figure out where in my little Eric brain dressing in the color of the team I would just beat was the right color of red to wear today.
What was your thinking?
I think it's because I'm wearing the pelts of my enemies.
Yes. That's- yes. I have defeated my enemies.
I have defeated my enemies. I've taken their clothing. Isn't that how it used to work?
So you decided to wear the other team's colors.
I don't know. I just...
Consciously or unconsciously?
I have a red polo shirt, and I never wear this shirt.
You have to be careful with those.
With red shirts?
Uh-huh. I feel like there are certain stores you can't go into.
I clearly can't walk into Target today.
No. You cannot go.
At all.
No.
Although...
Staples.
Yeah, I didn't think of that.
Mm-hmm. No, you're done
Hy-Vee?
For the day. Yeah, probably.
Depends on the rotation.
Unless you're super comfortable with directing people to where they should be.
Are you kidding?
For certain needs. As long as you go to your Hy-Vee.
Where I know where things are?
Yeah. Oh, you gotta talk to my main man, the cheese guy.
Oh, yeah, just go down the cheese section. Oh, no, they have that. It's about 7 aisles down, just past the dog food.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, we have that.
I mean, we. I'm a part of this.
If it's gonna get me, though, a bigger fuel saver... And like an employee discount, I'll wear this shirt every day.
Does it?
I didn't even consider that.
Because I will get a red polo shirt if it gets
Will you join me in the red polo rebellion?
If there's perks just for wearing it. Find out.
Gotta try out.
Find out, report back.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're back from a little trip where the house needs to be restocked with groceries.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll report back.
Okay. Go grocery shopping today. And see if anything happens.
Now, if I don't get approached, how long am I lingering just waiting for someone to ask for help?
Linger just a little bit. Not too much. Not too much, but also try to talk to your fellow employees.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Because it would be a little obvious and uncomfortable if I hung out at the checkout, right?
That's not the place.
But if, like, there's usually restocking going on.
Yeah.
Or all of these aisles online. So if I just, like, kind of stand by them. And then see if they ask me if I'm new.
No, just ask something like, hey, did you have a good break? Something like that. Just so they think that you're a part of it.
What did you think of last week's newsletter?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you get them with the...
Which, by the way, is H-I-V. Hy-Vee is the newsletter all employees from Hy-Vee get.
And then once you've made nice with them, then you ask... So, that employee fuel saver that only we get, huh?
Remind me how that works again. I'm new. I don't even have a name tag yet. That's how new I am.
I only took the helpful smile training so far.
I got this part.
See?
I'm in an aisle. Look at this helpful smile.
See?
You're helping me.
Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Thanks.
You got a plan for the day.
I do.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to pretend to be a Hy-Vee person.
Wearing the pelts of your enemies. Thank you, Wisconsin. Thank you.
Oh, Wisconsin, you're a fun state. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for letting us trounce you. That was great.
It started, I don't know how much, so bathrooms and beer, right? That's the name of going to a football stadium.
Yeah.
And when you're the visiting fans, you sit way up top. So I missed the they got a penalty before the game started penalty.
Oh, I didn't see that either.
When we came out.
I was making soup.
We came out. In the swarm, and one of their guys decided to get in the middle of it.
What?
Exactly.
What are you doing?
Just set the tone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No?
Oh, interesting. Well, that's why you're wearing the pelts of your enemies.
I feel like they're due. Yeah.
You pull a stunt like that.
Pull a stunt like that, I'm pulling out my red polo.
He's gonna pull a stunt like this.
That's right.
And you ever feel like, man, the birds target my car. I am a victim of bird dropping.
It just feels like you're in a lot of many cars and yet somehow just yours got hit.
Why
and
just yeah, mine?
It seems like one or two birds are like, let's both go.
Let's all go together.
Come on, follow me and get that car.
It seems like it never fails after you got your car cleaned.
Right. Oh, totally.
Certain trees, downtown CR, don't do it.
Downtown CR. Also, if you park by the ceramic center.
Oh, really?
Yeah, tuck that little area between Nubo Market and Raygun. It is a heavily infiltrated bird land.
It's a bird dropping
zone.
It's
horrible.
Well, they did a little research, and looked at certain cars or birds attracted to certain colors.
Is it color? I was going to say color or shape. I don't know.
According to their research, brown vehicles get hit the most.
Look like a tree.
I thought it was dirt. I'm sorry. My bad.
I thought you were just the ground. I can't see dimensionally. I'm a bird.
I'm a bird. Followed by red.
Uh-oh.
You walking around in your Wisconsin red polo.
Uh-oh.
And then black. Silver cars ranked the lowest in terms of
droppings. Here's my guess. That reflects light back. Silver, usually those silver have a little like, because it's usually called like moon dust, right?
Yeah,
like there's a little sheen to it.
Uh-huh.
That must reflect the sun back. And the bird's like, I can't see, and moves on
birds
to another one.
Birds are scared of shiny stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you get rid of them.
Uh-huh.
So we should all be driving silver cars.
I guess. I feel like my car's blue, and I feel like that never.
Well, see, you look like the sky.
Oh.
So what do they don't.
They don't poop on the sky.
They don't poop on the sky.
They're like, that's impossible. Why would I poop on the sky? No, you're right. Makes total sense.
It makes as much sense as the brown car looks like a ground.
Brown cars look like the ground. Then it's like, oh, whatever.
All right.
Or wait, they're birds. They don't care.
No, I think they just don't care.
Oh. Could be that,
Fun
too.
Research. I think the answer is they don't care. They just have to go.
Bird's gonna go when a bird's gotta
like,
go.
Put a dog outside. The dog doesn't find which grass blade looks like which color grass.
Oh, your dog isn't particular?
Oh, there's a little bit of that. But I'll show you the main zone because it's all yellow.
Right here.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Are you more of a journey person or a destination person? It's not a trick question.
I don't know.
If you really think about it, it's a hard one to answer.
It is. That's a hard question. I do love a good road trip.
Yeah.
Like, I like to just be in the car. I can read while I drive. I like doing that.
Do you try to use the road trip, though, to also look around? Like, embrace your surroundings. For example, driving to Madison is a very easy drive. It's 3 hours. You could break it up, have
car
lunch
games
in Dubuque. Car games. But more along the lines, and it used to be more quaint because it wasn't all four lane.
Yeah.
The problem is people wanting you to get places faster and then you take away the quaintness of it.
Mm.
Unless you know where to go. And this is where I would like to be the official spokesperson for Mineral Point, Wisconsin, a lovely little community. You know, Claire, it's just the small things. So we had to be out of the Airbnb at 11 and we're kind of mapping out our day and we knew we wanted to stop at the really big liquor store.
Had to.
On the way out of Wisconsin. But somewhere between there, it's like, we got to get a breakfast.
Yeah.
And Shannon and I are like, wait, we remember exactly Mineral Point. It's a tiny little diner. It's right off their main drag. It has kind of a Galena, a little bit of like an Independence. It's just an 1800s kind of German, English, Swiss settled Wisconsin town. As you know, they are.
German, English, Swiss.
You know how it goes.
That kind of thing.
It had like the old timey candy store, right? So you stop in there and then the antique shop. You sometimes go off the route.
What was the Swiss part?
They were selling, they had little flags in the window, so I assume there's a Swiss component to it.
Huh.
There's a lot of Swiss in, that's why there's so many dairies
Swiss
in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, yeah.
It's Swiss-consin. They just spelled it wrong. They forgot to put the S on the front of it.
Oh.
They put it in the middle. Swiss-consin.
Swiss-consin.
Yeah, it was just, we had a lovely time. They have an old opera house where, you know, they bring in like cover bands of days gone by.
Yeah.
I that's just old town charm. I love that. It's at a different pace. Instead of like, got to go 65 and get home as soon as possible.
No, explore, wander.
Right? How are you going to find the local craft beer at the local gas station unless you get off the main highway?
Hmm.
So that's my public service message. Mineral Point, Dickieville, wherever you want to go. I don't care. Along the route. Platteville.
Just experience.
Pick
it.
One. Yeah. They usually have a big, it's very much Mount Vernon.
Oh, yeah.
It is Mount Vernon through
Charming.
And through.
Charming.
Charming, big water tower. There's a park where the water tower is. Everybody's houses are decorated for the holidays, for Halloween at present. Because it was Halloween.
I will assume.
You know those Swiss Halloween decorations?
Yes. Those famous Swiss Halloween.
All the skeletons are mountain climbing. Are having fondue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's just Mineral Point, Wisconsin. You got my vote.
You got my vote. What are you voting on? other points.
Among the points, mineral point is the best.
Got his vote.
Sorry, center point. I'm leaning mineral this morning. Center point, you get your love. We got a story, Storm and Norman story coming
right,
up.
Right.
You're good. You're good.
Don't worry.
All
don't
right,
worry.
Yeah, it's the small things.
It is the small things, and I couldn't leave Friday and not own up to a promise that I made on this program. It was national, no, international, world. It was world.
It was world, yes.
It was a big one. It was World Egg Day, a day that we celebrate the incredible edible egg. And in all of my facts and figures about eggs, it said that a lot of people, a third.
One in three.
Will enjoy ketchup on eggs. And it is just a concept that was completely foreign to me. And you said you...
I've tried it. This guy.
All right, Claire, if you're going to have ketchup with your eggs, it's only scrambled eggs. That's the only time I ever have ketchup on my eggs is a scrambled egg.
There you go. So scrambled eggs with ketchup is a thing.
Okay.
It was a phase for me. Don't do it, but I've seen it happen.
You said you went through a phase. Like, a lot of people experiment in middle school, and that was one of the things you experimented.
That's exactly right.
You're wild, man.
That was one of them.
I'd never heard of it, so I had to wait until I was almost 40 years old to experiment with ketchup on scrambled eggs. But I had a perfect opportunity. It's just me. I'm like, I'm going to scramble two eggs for myself and put some ketchup on there. And I don't know if I was supposed to dunk the egg chunks in it. I just put it on top. I tried it. And I decided ketchup on scrambled eggs. Not for me. I'm glad I tried it. It is not something I want to do again.
How many bites did you get through?
I did the whole thing.
Good for you.
I finished the eggs. But...
Is anybody else up at this moment in the morning, or is it just you like, I got to try it out before the family wakes up?
My husband had plans. He was like, oh, I'm supposed to go meet a friend of mine for breakfast. I'm like, great, you go. Kids didn't want scrambled eggs. They're like, nah, I just want hash browns.
Okay.
So I made hash browns and scrambled eggs, and I just had my own scrambled eggs and ruined them.
Did not like it.
Didn't care for it.
All right.
Powered through.
You tried, though.
I'm glad that I tried.
That's what's important.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
No new information has come out this morning regarding the condition of a motorcyclist who was severely injured on Mount Vernon Road last evening. Authorities say the motorcyclist being treated for possibly life-threatening injuries. The crash was in the 2300 block of Mount Vernon Road Southeast about 5 o'clock. That person was transported to the hospital for serious injuries. The accident did close portions of Mount Vernon Road yesterday, but that has since reopened. Drought is back in Iowa. Iowa ended a 9-week run where on the U.S. drought map, we're good. All good. No color.
Oh.
You don't want color on that map. The northwest, southern, and eastern areas of the state back to abnormally dry. We do have a slice of moderate drought right along the Mississippi River in eastern Iowa. We had the second wettest July ever in the state, which kept us going great into the latter parts of the summer. And then it's been pretty dry since, if you think about it.
Yeah.
So forecasters also don't see much potential for above normal precipitation for the next 3 months. So that probably map will start to show even a little bit more color. What's got us feeling all right? Good morning, friends. As summer clings on, like a squatter who won't leave apartment who they've
just
been living in illegally.
Go.
As fall tries to find its footing. Like a deer on ice. It's still a good time to play golf, friends. Registration is still open for Swing for Stead, powered by Pin Seekers. It's a golf tournament for the Stead Family Children's Hospital.
Nice.
Coming up on Friday, November the 7th. I love the concept because if you've never been to Pin Seekers, it's a driving range, but it is computer driven, right? So you can play different games based on a computer screen at your bay. And I don't know how they're going to run it, but it will be a legitimate 18-hole simulated golf tournament, and every foursome gets your own bay. So there's lunch as a part of it. There's a bunch of goodie bags, silent auction items as well. All of it raises money for the Stead Family Children's Hospital.
That's awesome.
Coming up on Friday, November the 7th. If you want to learn more, you just search Swing for Stead, F-O-R-E, Stead on Facebook or Google Still time to get signed up, but you got a little time, right? It comes up on November the 7th, so I'd try to get that foursome put together in the next week or two. And you got plenty of time to practice. The weather, we're going to be back in the high 70s going into this next weekend.
No kidding. The golf courses are going to be open forever.
Absolutely crazy. That's got us feeling all right this morning.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
I think we were all very shocked by the news that Diane Keaton died on Saturday, 79 years old. No official word on cause of death yet, but a friend told People magazine that it was unexpected. Her health had declined rapidly in recent months, and in the final months here, she was surrounded only by her closest family. They kept things very, very private. Even longtime friends weren't fully aware of what was happening with Diane. She was huge. Rose to fame in the 70s on the strength of the Godfather movies, her collaborations with Woody Allen.
Oh, yeah.
Won her Best Actress Oscar for Annie Hall.
I mean, you could hear the surprise in her voice.
She's just always adorable. I don't know. She was a style icon. She had her own sense of style. Other huge movies, Father of the Bride, Family Stone, Something's Gotta Give, The First Wives Club. I mean, she was a huge. But she also bought and renovated homes. I didn't know this side of her. Yeah, apparently she was super into it. She even wrote a book about it. It's called The House That Pinterest Built. She got really into that as well. She survived by her two adopted children, a son and a daughter. She never married, but she did date Woody Allen and Warren Beatty and Al Pacino. So Diane Keaton, what an amazing talent. Julianne Moore has a fitness tip that might not just help your body, but it might be good for your brain too. She says that she had a trainer who used to say, you should always take the opportunity to walk backwards.
So physically walk backwards?
Yeah. Yeah. Every once in a while, she said, just go ahead and walk backwards, especially uphill, because it's good for your body and it's good for your brain because your brain's like, whoa, what's that? Anything that gets you out of your normal routine, meeting new people, a new game, a new language, all sorts of things like that, wake up your brain.
Walking backwards.
Walking backwards. Sounds dangerous, but I can see where, especially if you're going uphill.
Totally. I get that.
Different muscle groups you'd be working. Makes sense.
I know, because brains love patterns, right?
Yes.
The fact that you could drive to work today and not remember where you went, because you just know that route
you
all the time.
You turn your brain off.
Exactly. You're still paying attention while driving, but you're not even probably making memories of that because you don't need to.
Right.
But you could take a different route to work. Your brain's like, so, well, I got to pay more attention now.
Yeah.
Right?
Look sharp.
Walk backwards.
Walk backwards, according to Julianne Moore. And coming up sometime this morning, I'm going to be relying heavily on you, Dancing Eric Hansen. Got to keep one eye on the TV screen. Good Morning America shared yesterday that they have a huge new exclusive announcement tied to Taylor Swift and her new album, The Life of a Showgirl. Their post yesterday said, tomorrow we keep it 100 with an exclusive Taylor Swift announcement. Tune in only on GMA. They had a little clip of The Fate of Ophelia. And they said she's at it again. Taylor Swift is shattering records with her biggest album debut in history, over 4 million units. And now tomorrow morning, GMA has a huge new exclusive announcement on Taylor. What's next for her? Find out on Good Morning America. Didn't say that Taylor's specifically going to be there.
I don't think she's going to be there.
What is the announcement?
Here's the spectrum.
Okay.
Super excited. Residency.
Sure.
Some state where you can see her, buy a ticket and see her live.
I could see that. I could see a residency where it's easier for her. She just did the Eras tour. She went all over the world. And she said in a recent interview, she's tired. She's not going on tour. It's not going to be a tour announcement.
But if she's in the same place, right, hotel room, just have to warm up, go on stage, count your cash, go back to bed.
Yeah.
Good to go.
Yeah.
That's one end of the spectrum. Do you want to know what I'm thinking?
What do you think?
It's going to disappoint everybody.
What?
I think that release of a Showgirl movie is coming to Disney Plus.
Oh.
That's what I just.
That could totally be it, though, because.
ABC Disney. Yes. Okay. That would be my thought, that it's because the Eras Tour is a Disney Plus production. So I don't know. I don't want you to get your hopes up way too high. Also, we're kind of at the mercy of world politics right now. The president is in Israel because of the whole peace negotiation.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't know how much ABC is going to go to Good Morning America. We got the TVs on.
We had to bump Taylor Swift's announcement. Because of world politics.
There's some hostage freeing going on. That's a big deal.
Yeah. No kidding.
So we'll see.
Well, okay. We'll play
it
by ear.
I'll keep an eye on it.
Just play it by ear, everybody.
That's all we can do.
That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
Monday mornings, all we ask is one photo, something that captures how your weekend was. It's what you're already doing when you get to the office. You know, you get the cup of coffee, you strike up a conversation.
Hey, how was your weekend?
Oh, I got to show you this picture.
Just the highlight, right?
Yeah.
Of course, there's things to do, but we want to know about the highlights. It's fun to play catch up, especially when I know that you had a big traveling weekend.
Sure did. We got the original tailgate gang back together to take on Madison, see if they can handle us.
This was your Christmas gift to the OG tailgate group.
Yes. We lined up tickets for the game.
And you're like, we're going to get the band back together, you guys.
Got an Airbnb. So we packed a 7-passenger SUV that's the biggest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Loaded up a cooler, loaded up the luggage. We are off. We stayed in Sun Prairie, about 30 minutes outside of Madison. Lovely bed and breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Huge house, which worked out really, really well. Biggest challenge was parking. And we had parking all lined up from a family, friend of a friend, until they realized it was a night game. They didn't know it was a night game.
Oh.
They're like, oh, I don't want somebody in my yard that long. So we were scrambling to find parking, and it's the way it always goes. Go with your gut. I had found a high school that did parking about 2 weeks ago. Like, yeah. Well, this will work. No, we'll find one closer, right? We parked at the high school, and they were great. They were wonderful. $20. It's an arts academy. You pull in. Yeah, it's just like parking in a yard. I mean, Kinnick and Camp Randall are very similar. Age of the stadium. They're both in kind of an urban residential area at the same time.
Sure.
So I would like to thank the person's pickup truck who we used to hold up the camera.
Mm-hmm.
So we got this nice kind of album cover look to our photograph. But there we are, getting ready to head on in.
Backlit and everything.
It was golden hour.
Yeah.
To enjoy.
Tell me about it.
Everything Wisconsin had to offer. So we didn't go down too early. We stopped by this is the other cool thing that Iowa City can maybe take a note on. The restaurants in about a 30-mile radius will put people on buses so you can park at the restaurant, and they will drive you to the game.
That's genius.
We just stopped by because the food's going to be expensive. So we just went to a little bar and grill. It was an Irish pub, had like apps, right? Just to get ready to go down. Also, we wanted to kind of figure out the traffic. And they're just walking through like, anybody for the shuttle? Anybody for the shuttle? 5 minutes. I'm like, gee, and by the way, they had a double-decker bus.
Wow.
How cool was that?
That's very cool.
Yes, exactly.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, but it was easy. We got in, got to the school. Traffic wasn't horrible. Game was great.
Game went our way.
Game went exactly the way you wanted it to go.
It got so empty by the end of the game.
We stayed for jump around and we left, everybody else.
It was an empty stadium.
We heard the final touchdown as we were walking out of the stadium, but it felt good to be a Hawkeye that day. And there were some poor Wisconsin fans scattered within our area. And I'm like, I found me, the guy that cheers for them. I'm like, I would be equally as excited. And then you could just tell he was just getting mad and getting more mad. And it just was not going Wisconsin's way.
It was not.
They made it through halftime. And they were great. They shook our hands. We're like, yeah, we're a bad team this year.
We're power to you.
Hey, thanks for coming and drinking our beer and, you know, buying our food and supporting our economy. But we're going to the bars.
Oh.
Poor guys. Oh. No, but we had a lovely time. I think this now may become a tradition. So now the next question is, what road game do we go to next year? So we'll see.
Find it.
But this OG group, if we get everybody's schedule to work out, I think this is going to be the new thing. Yeah, we had a great time.
Awesome.
Awesome time. Looks like you had some fun on the water.
Yeah, it's kind of like the end of season. It was really, really weird because my parents have a place on Lake Ponderosa near Montezuma, Iowa, and it's always hopping in the summer. But end of October here on a Sunday, it was quiet. We were one of the only boats out on the water, and it was gorgeous. It was like sunny and 78 degrees.
Yeah. And nobody, do you think people had already put their boats away?
Yes. Oh, you could watch a line of people down by the boat
marina
dock,
and all that, yeah.
Taking the boats out of the water. It is that time of year, but we're like, let's get in one good boat ride. A couple of us families got together, my sisters and their kids, my brother and his kids. So we were all packed up on the boat, and my nephew, I'm like, Henry, okay, he wants to be right at the front of the boat. And I said, stick your arms out. It'll feel just like you're flying. He's like, okay, I'm doing it. I said, now say, I'm flying, Jack, I'm flying.
Did you do that?
And he did. He did not get it at all, but the adults all thought it was great.
Did you stand behind him? That's adorable, though. He's good, like, for that little guy.
Titanic? I think I've heard of that ship. I was like, yeah. You'll watch the movie later. Trust
adorable.
Me.
Adorable. Absolutely
great.
Adorable. All right, those are our two photos. There's a ton already in the queue. I've seen a wedding and a bridal shower in two separate posts. So
no kidding. Thanks
to both Tracy as well as Shari for sharing those photos.
I love the Canfields went exploring. They went to Ryman Gardens and saw a bunch of these beautifully carved pumpkins.
Those are amazing.
Works of art. Gorgeous photo.
Congrats, Margaret, on the Hot Cider Hustle 10K. Also want to shout out a classmate of mine. Her name is Carrie. Her son, I think, is in the Mid Prairie Marching Band. It was Parents Night.
Oh.
So it's a really cool perspective behind what looks to be their baritone playing saxophone. So thank you there.
Krista has a very beautiful pup, and she let her friend live the life of a showgirl and show off the dog just a little bit in a competition. So congratulations to you both.
It's not a photo, but it is a Facebook emoji, and we'll take it. Janelle has her character wearing her Cubs gear and drinking what I'm guessing was the entire bottle of red wine because the Cubs lost.
Dang it, Cubbies.
I will tell you, though, being in Madison and the Brewers winning, at least they had something to cheer for, right?
Yeah.
I was watching a guy in front of me not watch the football game at all. He just had it on his phone. He was watching baseball the entire time we were there. So many more photos to get to, including a investigation of the paranormal and a very special occasion for producer Ben. We'll do more of that. Also, more of your photos straight ahead. Get those posted right now. One Shot Weekends on the Z Facebook page.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
Good morning, producer Ben.
Good morning.
He's here, so he survived yet another Z-File experience.
Kudos to you on living, my man.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Got through that. Also, thank goodness we didn't reverse the order of your weekend activities because you had a very, very special day Saturday before you headed up to the haunt.
Yep. So it was a busy night. I stopped at the nursing home for a birthday party for my grandma. She turned 90 years old.
90?
That's a big deal.
That is a huge deal.
Yeah.
So we had a bunch of family there, a fun party. Probably kept the other nursing home residents up a little bit too late because there was kids and a lot of noise. But it was a great time, and it was good to see her too.
Lovely. I love the sash.
Yeah. You got to have a
nice
little
touch.
Special celebration,
yeah, and,
right?
And her pretty tiara too.
Yes. I'm always curious, what was served? Cake and punch?
There was cake and like cheese and crackers.
Lovely.
Lovely.
Yes.
And then immediately after this, you're like, okay, happy birthday, Grandma. Mm-hmm. Love
I've
you.
I've got to get going.
Bye. I've got to go investigate some ghost stuff now.
And I said, I'm heading to Waterloo. She said, Waterloo? Because it was kind of getting late.
yes, it was.
Yeah, but, I got to go to another party. Sorry.
So last week for Z Files, we were investigating for ghosts in like a creepy basement, like way down there, like metal doors. It was a creepier environment, but that was more of a friendly spirit that we felt we communicated with.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I don't know if it was playing games or if it was maybe evil.
What do you mean it?
Whoa, it?
Hold on.
We communicated with another spirit.
I'm not done with your grandma yet. I want to double check something.
Okay.
Did she whisper anything to you, or does she have any sense of like what you were going to go do? Did you even tell her that?
Not really.
Okay. I'm just thinking like...
the less grandma knows, the better.
Very good idea.
She's not going to like this at all.
Don't scare her. It's a big day for her, producer Ben. Okay.
No, that's wise.
Yes.
I don't think I would tell my grandma either. Like, oh, we're going to go mess with the creepy stuff.
She was just surprised by the word Waterloo. Waterloo?
Waterloo at this hour? You're leaving now? If that scared her, she can't handle the fact that he's going to Waterloo to investigate ghosts.
All right, so now the comparison quickly. Last week, more friendly spirit, old kind of haunted basement. It was an old YMCA in Rock Island.
I would have expected the basement to be a creepier place.
Yeah, totally.
We were just outside in the haunted attraction in Waterloo, and it was a lot creepier than that scary basement.
Well, we've got a photo, so if you scroll one beyond where we have our One Shot Weekend photos, it appears, are you guys doing some sort of seance in the bus? Is that what I'm looking at?
So there's a man named Austin sitting on the floor by the candles. He's really into like The candles, he was like dumping like wax around things, and he had like little concoctions of like dust he was dumping around like places for like safe areas. I'm not really sure how all that works.
Exactly. So he was creating safe zones for you?
Like safe zones and stuff.
In the event that the spirits, like, you're basically he's doing like protection spells, it sounds like. All right.
So
we got a lot to unpack.
He said every week when he runs the merch booth there, he always dumps like a safe zone around the merch booth.
He doesn't feel safe as someone who works there.
Just during the haunted attraction, no.
Come on.
Huh. Okay. Well, it looks like there was some sinister stuff going on, but you guys were tasked with investigating exactly what there was to experience.
Ben has already used the pronoun it and the word evil. I'm working on it and evil.
I'm taking it that we found something.
Yes.
It is there.
Okay, this is the Z Files where, and Jaden, I just saw her car, so she is on her way in. We are going to get the full scoop of everything you guys saw and experienced on yet another investigation, this time at the Heart of Darkness in Waterloo. We're calling it the Z Files, and we will officially check in less than 10 minutes.
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
We have been taking the month of October and dispatching a team of investigators, Jaden at night, producer Ben, and they have to discover things, some paranormal investigations. We're calling it the Z Files.
All started in the Rock Island area with an interaction with the Annabelle doll. And since then, it is basically dealer's choice. We're getting suggestions. And keep those coming, by the way. You can always message us, scramble at kzia.com. You can text in 319-200-1029, suggestions, locales. And one of which came in from a woman. She and her husband like to investigate cemeteries.
Yeah.
But she happens to be affiliated with one of those you pay to go into haunted house attractions in Waterloo.
Yeah, the Heart of Darkness in Waterloo. Madison called and said, yeah, no, it's a haunted attraction, and we have actors and stuff that do spooky things throughout the whole thing. But there's stuff that happens when it's not October, just in like when there's nobody there, there's the unexplainable, and then there's just like the feeling that we get when we are at this location.
So we set up our team, the Z-Files. Jaden at night.
Yes.
And producer Ben.
Hello.
I want to frame the conversation, and then let's dive right in.
Yeah.
If you go to the Z102.9 Facebook page right now, you'll see all of our one-shot weekend photos. Go to the post before that, which takes us, it looks to be, Jaden, you guys are in the bus.
Yes.
What is the bus typically used for when you guys aren't doing a paranormal investigation?
It's just part of their scare attraction.
Part of the scare?
Yes.
There's scary mannequins on it. You walk through the bus.
Okay. Confined space.
Yeah.
Kind of terrifying.
At about what time were you guys in the bus when this photo was taken?
We got started finally probably around 1 in the morning.
Yeah, about 1 a.m.
I see what looks to be some lit candles. Producer Ben, you were saying there was a guy sitting on the ground, and he's kind of, I'm going to call him the safety guy.
Yeah, he's the safety captain.
What does that mean?
So he had like sage, right?
So we had black salt, sage, candles. He had what he calls ghost oil.
Okay.
It's just supposed to be things that help you kind of, I don't want to say safe, but they're just like
protection
pieces.
You gotta lubricate the ghost.
Yeah. Whatever you want the ghost to come towards,
slip
you
away.
Put the ghost
slip
oil
away.
On.
Slip away.
So when, of the two, Jaden, you're the one who has the awareness. Ben has, he's the skeptic.
Mm-hmm.
What did you feel the moment you stepped foot on the bus?
You know, it was 50 degrees outside, but it was extra cold on the bus. I felt just very much a chill getting in there.
You would think inside, at least, you'd have a little bit of windbreak. It would be warmer.
More confined, and you guys are huddled together. It should be warmer.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, especially with the candles and everything. I thought it was extra chilly on there. I was also the one in charge of like setting up our cameras and everything for the videos we took.
Okay.
And I was over by like the open side of the bus.
Yeah.
I didn't feel safe. I didn't feel like, you know, how usually you'd be like, okay, there's enough people here.
Did you feel unprotected over there?
I did. I was far away from the guy with the ghost oil.
Got it.
Moving back like over, basically the whole time, it was just like, if you've ever felt the feeling of impending doom, it was just like a very intense, heavy, negative feeling.
And we all kind of felt like we were seeing things or hearing things. Like, I heard a footstep, I'm pretty sure, like outside the bus.
I
While you were in the bus?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or something that sounded like a footstep. I think some people heard like some scratching noises and stuff.
I heard some tapping or like
knocking.
Like on the outside, like because they have like a little ramp that goes down that's wooden. That's where I heard it.
Now, were you actively trying to summon, or was this just let's sit and hear what we hear?
That's
pretty much how it was.
Yeah, that's okay. How we kind of approached it was let's just hear what we hear. We brought out all of our equipment. You know, we ended up getting like our own spirit box, our own little cat toys, or what they literally what they call them, and then our EMF reader. That one was a little bit freaky.
And it actually turned red. That's the first time we've seen that
happen.
Okay,
so what?
Yellow over here.
If there's somebody here, I want you to light that up yellow.
Red.
Never mind. Red. You went right to red.
Red. Red.
Or yellow.
Red. Repeat it. There's people on here. Red. Oh, it's holding.
Oh, oh. Wow. Yeah.
So it didn't flicker red. It stayed red.
Yeah.
I've never seen it hold anything besides green before, so that was really a lot.
We were also extra careful to like make sure we didn't have any electronics by it, and it was still like solid red.
Because this electromagnetic frequency spikes when there's supposedly a presence.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Solid red.
So
that one was freaky.
Presence.
Are we still in the bus? What happens next?
So next in the... This is like the weird part about it. We didn't stay on the bus much longer after that. I did not get a good feeling.
She couldn't handle it.
I don't say I can handle it. Like I'm a scaredy
she
cat.
She could handle it. She just chose not
There's
to.
There's something negative on the bus. Okay, yes. There was a negative energy on the bus. Madison had like her ghost tube up, which like generates pictures.
Mm-hmm.
The pictures were getting really freaky. There was just like this one little thing that I don't know what like my ick was, but it like... just got me enough that I'm like, I need out now.
Whoa.
I'm done. Oh,
hello.
What was
I gotta
that?
Go.
Holy
I gotta go.
F-
we gotta go. Somebody come with me, please. I really.
Let's go up this way.
No, I don't.
Oh, the candle just went out.
Ben, I need you to pick up the stuff. I cannot be here anymore. I feel like I'm gonna throw up. And yep, I can't do it.
Let's go.
Okay, we're out, bro.
Let's go. Yeah. If you guys want to stay, it's fine. I just need someone to get me out.
Okay, we're going.
Nope, we're going. Just grab the camera. I don't care how you grab the camera. Just grab it.
I'll be behind you guys.
So the candle flickered.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You're feeling something.
The candle went out at that point, I think.
Yeah.
The candle on its was own? Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody touched it.
You're inside.
Yeah.
I thought the bus was just like, oh, the heads turn sometimes.
Yeah.
This sounds horrifying.
The bus wasn't even the worst part. Because really, I mean, they said that there was this cabin that's super bad energies, bad vibes.
Oh, I wouldn't know. I didn't go.
She said that's where the spirit Oscar likes to hang out is in the cabin.
Okay, so let's fast forward to the cabin. Jaden takes the time out.
Yeah, no.
No, thank
you. Our friend with the ghost oil, he made me a salt circle, and I sat in it with Madison and waited until they got back.
Now, and I will admit, I can hear you crying in that. How many other people were there? Because everybody was sensing it at the same time.
Total.
Okay. It's not like one person's like, gotcha. Right. This was all on the up and up. Okay, let's take us to the cabin.
So it kind of took a little bit of convincing to get some people to go with me to the cabin because I think everyone else is on the same page. Like,
yeah,
we can just be done.
Everybody was scared, Ben. But it sounded like it was pretty terrifying.
They also know what to expect there. But we went into the cabin. We set up our equipment in the kitchen. And then one of the Austins that I was with, he like peeked his head down the hallway because Madison said his favorite spot to be is in the hallway.
Oscar.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Austin was like kind of calling for Oscar down the hallway. He got kind of spooked. He saw something. I don't have a clip of that exactly, but then that kind of made him take a picture down the hallway with his Polaroid.
Yeah.
And what do you see here?
Ben is handing Eric a photo. Dance Eric.
Oh, there's clearly a head floating. Don't you see that?
Look closely.
There's a head.
Yeah.
That is a blank hole. It's with glowing eyes.
Well, I'll say it's not a head that we see. It's a broken mirror. Do you see a broken mirror?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Let me see the mirror again.
There's something there, though.
So what's truly down the hallway is not a broken mirror.
Oh, yeah.
What's at the end of the hallway?
The end of the hallway is a big picture of Reagan from The Exorcist.
What?
That's exactly where that's pointing, is a big picture of Reagan from The Exorcist. There is no broken mirror there. It looks nothing like that. So that came out on the Polaroid, which was odd.
Yes.
And unexplained. We had a lot of fun last week doing the Estes, where someone puts on headphones and listens to the spirit box. Other people ask questions. So we did that, and we were getting a lot of, like, dead and, like, kind of like he was after somebody or wanted to kill somebody. And this is one of the things that we heard him say.
Do you like having us here?
You're dead.
That's not very nice.
Leave.
Do you want us to leave?
Yes!
Someone here.
Who do you want to leave?
Kill.
Who do you want to kill?
Why would you ask that?
Which man?
Okay, it felt like someone touched like the small of my back for a second.
Is that Austin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I asked who we wanted to kill, and then immediately he felt like something touches back.
Ew.
So, Claire, we experienced the ghost box technology at the bottom of the Ideal Theater.
Yeah.
And it seemed very random, but we were able to thread together a bit of a storyline. This is very specific.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
This is very threatening.
So, at that point, do you then, like, let's get out of here, jinkies, grab your stuff and let's go?
Yeah, pretty much after that, it was time to get...
Time to get going.
Because that's a lot, you guys.
Once he targets somebody that he wants to kill, I think that's enough.
Yeah, and I think that's time.
I do remember hearing them come back out. They left Estes on with Austin, and he was saying things
the
like,
whole way
chasing
out,
you.
Yep, he was like saying that he was chasing us and still saying like dead and things like that on the way out.
I was... No, the cabin for me.
In the salt circle.
Yeah, I was in the salt circle.
Safe the whole time.
Yeah. You guys.
That is a lot of...
I thought the Rock Island basement story was going to be at the height, and then these were going to be like, we maybe saw something. Oh, no. This is all in.
There's definitely a sinister energy you picked up on here. Mm-hmm.
Totally. But yeah, what time did you get back?
We got back to the station here at about 4 a.m.
Oh, my God.
That's a full night of investigation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that definitely messed up the sleep schedule.
Well, as with the last one, I'm presuming some video to come, and mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot more content tonight and beyond.
Yes.
Yes.
Got a ton.
All right. The Z-Files continue. Chapter 2. More tonight with Jaden at night. It's the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
For listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.